Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're chipping Chase Winovich. They're not allowing him to rush now. They have identified as an offense that this guy is a problem. Who's at number 50? Get an extra hat on him.
On third and five, Tannehill pressured, and who's he brought down by?
Chase Winovich.
Chase Winovich is having a first half, to say the least, for the New England Patriots. He's been one of the bright spots. The kid out of Michigan has been dominating tonight.
Ever since high school, my grandma has been promising me, if I have played hard and I didn't get hurt, she's been promising me $5 and a chocolate bar, either Hershey's or Sarah's Candies. So today was just another day where I just went out there and I said, you know what, I got to play hard. I need that $5 and I need that, the candies.
Chase Winovich, $5 and a candy bar from Nana when he plays well. Oh, which brings up another question. You ever heard of Sarah's Candies?
Oh, God, yeah.
Down there in Pittsburgh?
Oh, my God, Cannonsburg. Huh? Huge. They have the old-fashioned Sunday bar, meaning you go up and you sit on the little stools, and they had the soda fountains. They pull the sodas out of it.
Soda jerk.
Old school. Like the Shaughnessy pictures when Shaughnessy comes in.
Sure.
Ice cream parlor and candy store.
Oh, my God.
They Sarah's. S-A-R-R-I-S.
I am not a candy guy, as you know, but you guys, like Easter, my mother would always go there to get the, they have this thing called the peanut butter melt-away egg. If you like soft chocolate and peanut butter, and it's in a form of a massive egg the size of a softball, and you get all your candies there for Easter. It's famous. Ice cream place, too. Good ice cream.
Well, that's
I don't like
likes.
That either.
Chase Winovich.
Oh, he had himself a day there, huh?
Yeah, he did. Did you see that Steve Belichick was calling the plays for one half and Gerard Mayo the other?
I was trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell this time because last week I think it was more evident. But they did less. I noticed this, too. Less defensive huddling as a unit this week. Where Bill was more, hey, get everybody together as a group. Let's talk this over. Write this down. This is what we're going to do. So maybe they advance some things this week. So he's trying to get them ready for regular season. Not so much hands-on. Now, Bill's more head coach like this week.
Interesting. Do you think any of this holds up in the regular season?
No, because I think if there's something dire and something needs to be fixed, his ass is right down with the defenders. Now, I saw
Skolnecki. I mean, in terms of once the regular season starts, will either of those two guys be calling plays or is it back?
No, I think it's Bill.
All right, so this is just a matter of letting guys do it in case they're needed.
This is like, no, I think this is like the, you have that little scrimmage between the two. Josh, you call the plays, and Matt, you call the defense. Yeah, you guys call the plays for your own teams. I'm going to sit back and watch this. I think it's one of those type things. Let's just throw it out there. I want to see how they react. I want to see how they react to me as the head coach. What would they call? Would they call what I would call on second down? Because if that's so the case, now you take both games or both times where Steve's calling it or Mayo's calling it. Then you match them up. See which one graded out better. That's what he could be doing.
Yeah, because so that way during the season, he can be on the headset saying, hey, Steve, call this. Or Gerard, call this. And they're actually physically the ones calling the play into the signal caller, right?
Yeah, and it
seems Belichick's not going to talk to the person on the field, right? He's going to talk to the coach
right.
who's going to relay that information, right?
And, well, you got Mayo. Mayo's a front guy. Don't forget, Mayo's the front, and Steve's the back end of it. So he's secondary. So, and he seems like more of the personnel guy to me, and I'm watching it. Like, he's grabbing guys, sending them in.
Who's that?
Steve Belichick. So, I mean, that could juggle as the season goes on, too. I don't know. Neither, I don't think anything's written in stone yet.
Tweets coming out of the Patriots locker room. Josh Gordon is there. He made a brief appearance at his locker. According to Jim McBride of the Boston Globe, he got something from his locker and then went to the Patriots training room. So the reporters in the locker room have seen Josh Gordon. His locker is next to that of
Ben Watson. Maurice Harris.
And he's a couple of lockers away from Tom Brady.
Two away.
That has to be a setup, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
He's good. Josh, stay here for two more minutes. Let the reporters come in and then
let
go do your
see
thing.
You. Yep. Oh, God, yeah.
Yep.
If you're playing that cat-mouse game with the damn statement, hell yeah, it's a setup.
Josh Gordon is indeed here at the Patriots facility, said Mike Reese. He walked through the locker room during the media access period.
Say, hey, Josh, why don't you, after my press conference, why don't you go in the locker room and
show your
just
face.
Take your shirt off and go in the bathroom first and have them spray you with baby oil and water. And then I just want you to walk by Mike Reese. You remember Mike Reese, right? Little guy. Yeah. And stand next to Volin. Yeah. Chubby kid at the neck. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely a setup. Yeah.
Rob is in Medfield. Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So I used to work back at the stadium from 96 to 99. And this whole Steve Burton thing, you know, it's nothing new. There was a press conference once, and Zoe might remember this, but it was a blowout. And Parcells was not big on taking out his starters. He left Bledsoe in.
Yeah, thank you. I lived that. I never played. Yeah. Correct.
Thanks for bringing that up.
So wait a minute. So this guy knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, get ready to play the second quarter, honey. Second quarter, my ass. I'm lucky I get in middle of the fourth.
All right, so let me finish. So it was another press conference, and Steve Burton, you know, basically threw that question up at Parcells, and Parcells kind of ripped him. And then at the end of the press conference, when he was walking by Burton, he just looks at him and he says, "Get a clue." And he said it when the cameras weren't on, and he said it loud enough for people to hear him. So Steve Burton's a good guy, you know, family guy, good family. They do a lot for the community, but sometimes his questions are just, you know, you're asking for it. So that's all. Enzo, you're a good guy, too.
Thank you. Do you have anything to add off of that?
Anything you'd like to add to that?
I don't think it was Channel 4 that did the games back then. I think it was Channel 5.
Channel 5.
Yeah. That story doesn't make sense. Wasn't Steve Burton.
I don't know, and I'm not going to sit here and just rip Steve Burton.
Zoe's been questions. In there asking a lot of questions in the post games with the players.
You know, I walked down.
All right, so let me finish.
I walked down. Those idiots. See, I figured it out now. You get there early enough, you figure out a exit down a stairwell to where you could get down there because it gets so bottled up at the elevator. And Bill snuck out again. I guess it was Mike Reese and our tech guy. I think it was not Dennis. It was Chuck. Chuck Morrison was the only guy in there with Belichick. He said it was weird.
Who was the guy? You popped in on a couple on Saturday, and there was one of them where you just started talking. And after you
Winovich. He goes, "Is that a question or a statement?
Is there a question?"
I go, "That's probably a statement."
Yeah, you talked for about a minute and a half and then said, "Talk about it."
Yeah. Just trying to, hey, nobody else has questions. Got to make stuff up. Let's go.
You know what? Yeah. I'm sure
nobody in the room.
Somebody appreciates it. It's like, you got to, don't make him feel like a jerk for going out there.
Talk about it.
Somebody say something.
That freaking kid's motor, though.
High motor.
I mean, he got off the edge a couple times. But there's one play where the entire side of defense took the damn playoff. He got out of the play from on the backside. He ran it all the way down from the other side. That was his best play of the night, I thought.
Somebody said he looked gassed at the end of the game. I'm like, yeah, because he's running around like a lunatic the entire game. He should be tired.
You know, we're in a truck and they're in their ear. Like, okay, we gotta ease up on the end of it, not ease up on the Winovich stuff. But like every snap, it's Winovich this, Winovich that, Winovich this. And I'm like, come on, who else can we profile here? Who else you want to look at? And I'm like, I don't know. Nobody else is making plays.
Justin, what do you got?
Hey, how you doing? With Belichick shutting down the reporters all the time, what do you think about the reporters using his own mantra right back at him with the "do your job" and say, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, take care of my assignment and do what Belichick would want me to do by asking these questions?
How long do you think that exchange would last?
Oh, yeah, that'd go over real well. I'm sure he'd love that.
Just trying to do your job.
Yeah, my boss told me to come down here today.
How about that one?
Just trying to do your job.
How about that one?
Do your job.
Can the witness step down? Can the witness step down from the stand?
Oh, yeah. It was such a grilling he was going through. Felt bad for him.
You think they had the white light out, that big white light? Speak now!
Sure, that'd go over real well. You did have one long question after the game.
God, which one?
I don't know. So we've got it pulled.
It wasn't long, but it might not have been a question either.
All right.
First time I've seen you carry the ball live. Seems like as the game goes on, you get stronger as the game goes on. I'm talking about looking for contact, hitting the guy running through it. Is that fair to say?
I was going
to
say, was that a question?
Stronger as the game goes on.
Didn't we just talk about that?
No, that's the running back. That's Damien Harris.
Oh, okay.
Damien Harris.
You know, that was the one that I've.
You can have Chuck Morrison ask all the questions.
Zoe also told Burton to throw it to break, didn't you? Like, yeah. Throw out the break.
Well, I had to correct him on the pronunciation of Juwan Williams.
Did he say? Oh, is that he one? Didn't say Joe Juwan.
Julius.
He called him Julius.
That's good. Well,
what did he call him?
I don't know. Everyone was confused because Patriots.com said Damian Williams is live at the podium right now. So lots of people were confused.
Why don't you throw it at the break?
You want me to throw it at the break?
Yeah, Pete will throw it at the break.
To the action update we go.
Do what I did the other day.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I was in my crop top, but apparently this isn't the beach, so this is professional environment, so we're going to respect you guys.
Yeah, he talks about your motor, and you could see it, you know, on consecutive plays, not only on the sack, but you drew a holding call, a couple hits on a quarterback. Just seems whatever opportunity you got, whether it was a jump step inside, a slap, move to the head, you were effective tonight. You feel you're building towards that?
Building towards what?
Towards the success you've been having. All the stuff you've been doing at camp.
Yeah, I'm just taking it one step at a time. Building towards what?
That's good. You know where my ass will be this week? In my car. I'm running down there. What? Yeah, you know what? You asked the question. You reporters. Yeah. That's Steve.
Don't you still have to do post game?
Oh, I do post game. I'll do the back and forth with Steve on camera. I'll do that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You're not asking.
I'll just
questions.
Sit there and let them just
let the
come
writers
down late.
Do the question.
Yeah, let you guys all come down.
Was that Stidham in the background riding around the stadium?
He's standing right now.
I was on my crop top, but apparently this isn't the beach, so this is.
Yeah, Stidham. Beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep.
The shuttle bus.
He's dropping Winovich off and going to pick up the next
guy.
The
shuttle bus.
I wonder if Stidham drives that bus back and forth at a hotel.
The shuttle bus.
In Foxwood.
Coming through. The shuttle bus. Meep, 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 meep.
Oh, this is.
Do we have like a tugboat for the MBTA boat that ran aground last week? I mean, what do you do for that?
How does that happen?
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Don't know.
I'm hammered.
Claim He's someone cut him off.
Drunk as a skunk.
Claim someone cut him off.
Yeah, yeah. I'll use that one too. Yeah, I don't know where it came from.
Came out of nowhere. No. We need Jim.
What is that?
Let Cam.
That's the Viking horn.
Let Cam, the intern, find the sound effect.
It was foggy driving home from the post game the other night, though.
Okay, it wasn't a fog issue. It was not foggy on Friday morning when it happened. It was Friday morning, right? Is it the morning?
Friday morning was the fog. That was the big delays. Friday morning.
Cam, find us the sound effect of a nice tugboat coming in to pull that boat off the sandbar. It was caught on.
I think Thomas the Train had a tugboat. Was it Tuggy?
There was a boat on Thomas the Train engine?
Yeah, tugboat. In the little town. What's the name of the little town?
I haven't been watching.
Sodor. So the island of Sodor.
Yep.
I mean, it was an island.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sodor Bay.
Sodor Bay.
Tugboat. What was the name of the tugboat? It can't be the tugboat.
Tuggy.
Yeah, the tugboat?
Yeah, I probably had a name.
There was another entire show, a Canadian children's TV show, Theodore Tugboat. That was the name of the show, based on Theodore Tugboat.
That doesn't sound like just a... That, what is that? Play that one again.
No. That's a cruise ship.
That sounds like a cruise
ship. You
know
what I'm looking for?
That's Theodore Tugboat.
I'm looking more for a.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Keep doing it. We'll just repurpose those.
There you go. Turn that one around.
Turn that around. Jeff is in Revere. What's up, Jeff?
Hey.
Jeff?
Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
What's up, Sil?
What's up, Jeff?
Hanging in there.
What are you doing today?
I'm just wondering, with the wide receiver situation, all we got is Edelman and Dorsett. So, I mean, with the introduction of Golden, what do you think that adds to the situation?
I mean, it helps you. N'Keal Harry, don't forget about him. First round pick, he ain't going anywhere. Jacoby Myers, there's five. So right now, obviously, you've got Edelman. I think Dorsett's making the team. Harry's obviously making the team. Josh Gordon, I think they're expecting him to. Maurice Harris and Myers are probably the other two. They're going to stick. I don't see Berrios or Olszewski or Davis. I have no clue what to expect out of Demaryius Thomas, but you know what I think of him as a player.
Yeah, you think he's soft.
He checks out. Yeah. I mean, I've seen it. Called games against him.
Yeah. I like that. That seems more size appropriate.
No, that is a ferry leaving the dock.
Yeah,
but he's good with sound effects. We found his thing.
That's the size. That's more size appropriate to the size of the boat that would come to tow the ferry back off whatever.
You're right. I like that.
I like that one.
Yeah, that three blasts. See, that's ferry pulling away from port.
Right.
I took the sea test, okay? Three blasts, like, get out of the way. Back up. I take the sea test.
That second one is good. If you could just edit that harsh clicky ending there at the end there. We could stop.
No,
that's a train. What is that?
That's a tugboat.
It's church.
That sounds like a train.
Like an old train. Organ at church.
That's church? What church do you go to?
Organ. Church. Like some bad. Organ. That's an organ? Organ you play.
That's rain.
That sounds like waves. What are you, the beach?
Wait a minute. Is this thing to put me to sleep?
Are those the people rowing in the life raft? What are we doing here?
What's this, your white noise sounder?
That's the actual tugboat going through the water.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
It's not a horn.
Yeah, it sounds like church horn.
No.
La, 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 la. Yeah, Mother Mary.
That one's good. That one's not bad. That one's also sort of similar to the beeping of the bus. They sort of have a similar cadence to them.
Jim, give me the church one again, Jim. That sounds like somebody blowing in a pipe. That's like me with you get the soda bottle. Like, watch this, kids. You blow across the top of the bottle.
Yeah.
So Jim found a sounder of a soda pop bottle.
No, did you find it or did Cam find it?
I found
that
this
one's
one.
Hardy's.
That's mine.
That's like if somebody had three different soda bottles with different levels of liquid in them.
So shuttle bus did him. We call him shuttle bus if you missed this early in camp.
Wait, who's tugboat? Why are we doing this?
I'll tell you why.
Who's tugboat?
I have no clue.
Let me explain.
I don't even know anymore.
I'll explain.
Explain it to me, please.
Okay, because early on in camp, when Jeff Howe was overhyping Jarrett Stidham, he had a couple of bad days of practice, and Jeff was like, isn't this guy amazing? And so and I were like, no, especially me. I was like, what? What? No. No, he's not amazing. And so I said, he said the hype train is real. And I said, if that's a hype train, that's a red line track that has gone off the rails at JFK, and you better get the shuttle buses ready to get everyone to Braintree and South Station.
That one I get.
Right?
What's the tugboat talking about?
I said, now, you know, to continue that theme of bad MBTA service, they had the boat that went aground on Friday. Now he's not only the shuttle bus, he would also be the whatever tugboat is required
to get
the boat back online.
Gotcha. Okay.
Auga. Oh. La, la, la,
la. All right. Cleared that up.
Made church one again.
Check that off the show list for today. What are we doing? The 8 minutes on the tugboat sound effects. Let's pencil that in for 12:22. We might go a little late, but
oh man!
Well, I want to get the whole segment.
Hardy has our headlines.
Oh,
David Andrews, Doctor, not David.
David.
Doctor James Andrews is set to have a visit from Chris Sale. Red Sox pitcher Chris Sale needs to go have a second opinion with Dr. James Andrews. That's usually not good news. I know that David Price went there and things turned out okay. We'll find out what the latest is on Chris Sale. And also, coming up at 12:50, we'll do our first read and react to the football season.
Nice!
That is all on the way. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
An app.
All right. Zolak
and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Talk about his elbow soreness. Talk about his elbow soreness.
That's not a doctor.
What is that from?
Elbow got sore elbow.
I tried to say
Elmo tried to throw ball elbow. Elmo hurt his elbow.
Talk about his elbow soreness.
That's from Hardy's last headlines.
Elmo
soreness.
Elbow. Talk about his elmo.
Tickle me, Elmo.
Elbow inflammation.
That's fun, huh?
That's Chris Sale you were talking about.
Hey. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Eesh.
Got a bad elbow. Bad elbow. Needs to go see Dr. James Andrews. What do you think that means?
That means
shutting him down.
See Pete Abraham's tweet regarding this, that the Red Sox support him 100%.
What choice do they have?
That's a really odd statement for somebody that just is going on a 10-day. That means this is more serious than people think.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
That's a hot take.
It's like, oh, man, we're really with him right now.
You think that when the GM says he needs a couple of days to go be by himself, that it might mean more than just your average, you know, sore elbow?
GM sporting a bright yellow golf shirt that's buttoned up all the way to the top again with a salt and pepper coat. Hardy, very good look.
Yeah.
Again, when did this happen with Parcells and Dombrowski being very good friends, just awful dressers? Oh, terrible. Who thinks the golf shirt looks good with a suit jacket?
I've never done it. I don't know.
How could you ever do it? How would you put your arm through it?
I would love to do it because I wear golf shirts, you know.
You have more golf shirts than anybody jackets.
Got a lot of them, but I've never put
Not
the
on your worst day,
other.
Pal. Not on your worst day.
Oh, I don't understand it.
It's an old guy thing?
I don't know. It's a baseball thing. It's what it seems to be more than anything.
Yeah.
The golf shirt with the sport coat.
So you mentioned Pete Abraham. As he wrote it up, the Red Sox will send head trainer Brad Pearson with Sale today. Mm-hmm. He's on the trip to Florida, Gulf Breeze, Florida, where he will see Dr. James Andrews. And the fear is that Sale tore a ligament during his last start and needs Tommy John surgery. That's the fear.
Oh.
He was placed on the injured list on Saturday. He's not been made available to the media since that point.
So he probably won't pitch next year. That's the year his contract kicks in, right?
Yeah.
Nice little extension he got. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
You know, it doesn't mean all bad things, though, other than next year is a total loss. Was it good this year?
No.
Was something clearly wrong?
Yes.
Yep.
Wouldn't you almost feel better about the player? They figured this out.
Like, yeah.
This is not shoulder. Wow.
Look at John Lackey coming back off.
I mean, guys pitched better, stronger than ever. What's your team going to look like then when he's ready to go, though? Like, what's your window? Will Betts be here? Will he be gone? Like, the problem is now your window's to win now. these 2 years, this year, next year. After that, we have no clue what it's going to look like. We have no clue Dombrowski will be here. What was that?
What are you?
I turned my mic off.
Blowing in the half-filled Pepsi.
You're trying to record a new sounder.
No, I was cooling down my coffee. I turned my mic off. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were so easily distracted, because you're not allowed to take the lid off in the beverages in the studio. Be a rule keeper. That's my motto. Okay. It's like Tony Baloney.
All right. So listen, the Red Sox are stuck with Chris Sale.
Here's the thing. That's with the Red Sox. Happened, right? Once they start turning things around a little bit, and you know, for this team, for overall Beetle, and we'll get back to the Chris Sale specific thing, I'm sure. But
what have they turned around?
Well, because they put together some nice wins, and Rafael Devers has really, you know, been on fire, and they swept the Orioles, and they got themselves within, what, 6.5 of the wild card. All of this stuff comes at a point where it really doesn't matter. I don't think they're gonna reach that spot. I don't think they're gonna be able to get together. They play better when there's no pressure. This season, this group has played better when the pressure has been off. And you can say, you know, you can point to some nice performances, but for every one of those, you've got Eovaldi out there getting shelled over two innings. You've got Cashner unable to perform. Yeah, I understand he came in the closing role, and they might have to move him back around, but for any one good thing that happens, there's at least one other bad thing to keep that. Even Chris Sale. Chris Sale had an amazing game. What happened almost immediately afterward? Whoops. Nope. 10-day IL. Visit to Dr. James Andrews. For anybody who is still wondering about this team this season, you can stop wondering. Even coming off this sweep of the Orioles over the weekend. Yep. Still not happening. Last year was this year. It's just not their year. Maybe it's just not their year. I'm going to put Chris Sale, maybe Tommy John. Yep. But what do you do? What do you do with Chris Sale now?
Well, do you send him and get Tommy John and then hope for the best on the other side? What other option do you have?
That's it.
And does the
there is no other option.
The contract look bad? Yeah, it already looked bad.
Yeah.
What's new there? Here's the only thing I think comes out of this for sure. Dave Dombrowski wanted to make sure everyone knew it was a new injury. It was new injury. New. This is new. This had nothing to do with his year. It had nothing to do with the previous injury. I don't buy that. Do you buy that?
How do they know?
How do you know? I don't buy it. I think something was wrong all year. Something was wrong last year. Something was wrong at the end of last year. Something continued to be wrong this year. And then he blew out the arm completely, and now he needs Tommy John. And you don't think that this is all connected somehow, well, Dave Dombrowski?
He had that infected belly button.
And during all of this time, you signed him to a new contract? Here's what I think is now a lock. Dave Dombrowski's gone at the end of the year, and he will be blamed for this.
Yeah, Shaughnessy had it.
He will be scapegoated for this by the team.
Yeah, Shaughnessy. Now, this is part of the
summer. I don't even know if scapegoating is the right term.
No, but you tag him with it.
But he will be blamed for this, even if it's not all of his blame. It's partially him to blame. Partially him, partially ownership, because if you listen to what ownership was saying in spring training, oh, they were singing this song, too, about how great it was going to be to have Chris Sale re-sign and how much they wanted him to re-sign, too. Now, they weren't going to let the same thing happen with him as they let happen with John Lester. Mm. They weren't going to make that mistake twice. Well, they made a big mistake in that they didn't wait when clearly something was very wrong with Chris Sale at the end of last year. I know that he came in and was able to pitch in the end in the World Series, not as a starter, at least not as a good one, when he did make appearances. But I don't know. What do you do now? Nothing. You just go get the surgery. Go get the surgery, get it fixed, rehab well, hope for the best. That's all you can do.
Next year's a waste for him.
Bad, bad contract by the Red Sox.
Horrible contract.
Yeah, they didn't make the same mistake with John as they did with John Lester. They made a different mistake. Was just,
which one's worse if he doesn't turn out of this right? You almost say this one's worse.
This one's bigger.
Yeah.
It's always worse.
Well, when it costs you money.
Because then you're stuck in a corner. With John Lester, if you let a guy walk, it's a bad mistake, but you still have the freedom to make moves.
Right, right.
You still have the freedom to take the money and spend it elsewhere.
You just lost your ace.
You're put into a corner.
He was viewed as your ace going into this year, not David Price.
Read and React is coming up next.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
It's time to rage.
Did you see Phil running away from the...
Oh, Jesus!
And react.
You don't think you could have beat off that shark?
With Zolak and Bertrand.
Sanitarium.
On 98.5. The Sports Hub.
First one of the football season.
See, another beach is close, too.
And react. They're closing every single day.
Stop beating those sharks off.
Every single day.
Are we ready, gentlemen?
I think we're ready.
First train react to the football season. There we go.
Here we go.
You people wonder why Brady's pissed.
React.
The NFL announced a partnership with Jay-Z last week. I'm sure you saw this. And Jay-Z was asked about Colin Kaepernick.
I think we've passed kneeling. I think it's time to go into actionable items. I think everyone knows what the issue is. And we're done with that.
You sound like maybe he's completely comfortable with the subject matter.
How much
maybe
do they pay him for that answer?
Even his decision on the matter. But
how much did that answer cost?
Oh, God, he's getting paid so much.
Oh,
he's
just...
I think in terms of kneeling, I don't think you understand the size of the check involved from written to me by the NFL. I think if you could see the actual check, you would understand my reluctance to talk about Colin Kaepernick and related subject matter.
Next question. Jay-Z, how much are you getting paid? How much are you getting paid to say these things?
Well, Eric Reed was not happy about this answer.
Oh, I bet he wasn't.
Hey, that's not that. That's first one of the season. What do you want? Yes, Panthers safety, Eric Reed. Not happy with the answer.
Here we'll see him this week.
For one, when has Jay-Z ever taken a knee to come out and tell us that we're past kneeling? Yes, he's done a lot of great work.
Hey, having some problems?
That was good.
I don't know.
Why don't you blow the dust off here?
But for you to get paid to go into an NFL press conference to say that we're past kneeling, again, asinine. Players Coalition 2.0, he got paid to take the bullets that he's taking now because we're not having it.
He also said that
it's rather
disingenuous that the entire thing that Jay-Z is doing is a disingenuous ploy on the part of the NFL to sort of claim that they're doing social justice things.
What do you want him to do? Nothing?
Which I would probably wholeheartedly agree with. We talked about this pregame on Saturday. This is the NFL buying Jay-Z. It's sort of strange.
What What exactly is the partnership?
Halftime shows.
And social justice issues.
Yeah.
I'd say halftime shows.
But that's not what the league is saying.
We're more concerned about the halftime shows.
Yeah, but you know why? Do you know why they need Jay-Z?
They've been so bad.
Because so many acts are boycotting doing the NFL halftime shows, whether it be the start of the year or the Super Bowl or anything else that they're looking for entertainment options. Acts are boycotting the NFL. So now they've paid Jay-Z a large sum of money to try and get some of those acts to perform for the league.
Gotcha. Moving on.
What's his new book called? What's his new book called?
The Record.
React.
The Record.
We heard Belichick's halftime interview with Steve Burton earlier. Classic. Rams head coach Sean McVay did one better. He joined the Rams broadcast during the game while coaching. Team was on defense, okay? Here we go.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It depends on how we do on this first down, man. It looks like we got a 3D four underneath structure right here. Let's see how we do. We've been good on these early downs after that first drive. So
you want to call the play?
Well, let's see what the offense is doing. We got short motion to slot. Looks like it might be a little bluff. Stutter action. Whoa. Great job by Dakota Allen right there, man. He recognized the guard pulled down. That's what you loved about him from Texas Tech. That's a big time stop.
Do you remember that movie Days of Confused? Who's the guy? Remember the long-haired kid that had the party? Yeah, man, what's going on? We're going to see what it's like. We're going to the light tower.
Yeah, but in terms of what he said, sounds pretty good.
I could give you football speak.
All right, here's another play.
See if we can get off the grass here. Third down and 23. Keep things in front of us and get the ball back to the offense. A little buzz structure for us. Drop it down, Troy Reader. Getting 11 hats to the ball. Good job right there. That's good.
Hardo. Oh, that's right. You have Wade Phillips. You don't need to worry about defense during a game. You can just check out. Tool bag.
Good job right there.
Hey, you're pretty good at this, Sean. You sure you don't want to stick around and do this when the offense is on the field?
I'll do it with the offense, too.
Really?
Yeah, I'll stick around. We'll critique Shane Waldron's play calling.
He's starting to morph into John Gruden a little bit, too. I'll stick around now. Hey, yeah, we'll tell him. We'll call some plays.
I think Zoe feels a little threatened.
By Sean McVay.
A little bit.
No.
A little bit.
He'll be head coach a long time.
A little bit you do.
Maybe not. You never know.
Yeah, well, you don't like that he's, what, young coach doing big things?
I just not pay attention here. I'll just go have fun with the TV crew.
That's preseason. Who cares?
Three. Upon further review, Scott has the best battery toss in the business.
That guy sounds like our intern that left last week. What's that kid's name? Remember he did?
Zach.
Yeah. Sounds just like him. I told you he could do the review videos.
All right.
Some sport.
Ezekiel Elliott holding out. Rookie Tony Pollard had a big game for the Cowboys.
Oh, you know
weekend.
Why? You know why he had a big game?
Why?
Because the Dallas offensive line, each guy is like 400 pounds.
400 pounds. Six, 7 feet tall.
And 7 feet tall.
Yeah. Well, owner Jerry Jones was asked about the situation after the game.
What's your best negotiator with Zeke?
Who?
Pollard.
Now, Zeke who?
No, he didn't.
You know, here, give me some miss, give me some of that.
Wait,
Zeke gonna find himself some glory hole.
Hold on a second. We've got, we've listened to 6 seconds of a 23-second clip. So 17 more seconds of this. So let's see how much more there is.
He's got your camera.
He got your camera. We're having some fun.
Yeah. But not at your expense.
But seriously, just talk about what he's done and just continue.
Yeah, talk about it. 17 seconds of laughter after the... the non-answer of
who? Pollard.
Who? Zeke? Who? What? What?
No, Zeke who?
It's just this guy from Texas, this reporter, just laughing.
He got you.
We're having some fun.
Good grief. All right. Good work there in Dallas.
Wow.
Games on four. Games on four. Games on four. Games on four.
Spare new
games
promo.
On four.
React.
Channel 4. If Channel 4 had any balls, you rolled that one out.
I was going to say.
Right? What time's the game? Games on four.
Bill Belichick heard that interview in Dallas and said, how do we get those guys for our preseason broadcast?
Right.
How do we get rid of Burton and get that guy?
You know, keeping it in the family with Zoe here for a second, apparently he was collateral damage in this argument between Rob Parker and Eric Mangini on FS1 last week.
Who was?
Scott Zolak.
Listen to this.
Zoe was?
Yeah, there's a radio clip from the Patriots radio network that said it was Tom Brady's worst pass in 10 years. I've seen the signs. There
based
were signs
some guy on the radio
year.
Network?
There were signs
Has
last
the radio
year.
Network guy even watched the last 10 years?
He was
years
there. I'm yeah. talking about a Patriots I mean, this radio guy, network.
Okay, so some guy on the radio says it's the worst pass in 10 years?
He covers the Patriots.
Of course he does. I'm sure in between is the hot dog that he had.
Why don't you not watch
the bathroom break that he took. Like,
What pass was this?
I think it was the 2014 pass that Jeremy Lane picked off in the Super Bowl. Seattle. First half.
Jim seems to think it was the pass against the Steelers.
Maybe it was.
Last year.
Tom looked through every highlight from like the last few years.
Was it last year?
Last year, Joe
Steelers, Eden. Which one? Oh, the one he just floated out where he's trying to throw it away.
It happened last season. Why was this brought up
Here's the
now.
Play. Here's the play. We got it.
There's a high lob to the near side. It's up for grabs, and it's going to be intercepted by Hayden if he came down in bounds. He leaps over two Patriots, and he lands inside the four. And a turnover. Yep. Brady was pressured. He tossed it high in
Edelman's
the air.
Down. Worst throw in 10 years by Tom Brady.
There you go.
There it is.
So that's what a moron is going to base his entire thought process regarding a quarterback instead of talking. How does that guy still even work?
Does he know they won the Super Bowl after that happened?
Yeah. Because right there, that you thought that was ball game, too.
Some incredible throws in both Kansas City and in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Did he miss those games?
How does Mangini not have a better argument than to just rip Zoe for not being credible as opposed to standing up for Brady?
Because he has no clue. He's not good at this?
That's true.
He's not. He's clueless.
Because he flamed out in the NFL, and now he's trying to collect a paycheck. It's something he's not good at.
There it is.
That's why.
And that's it.
Three. Joint practices with the Tennessee Titans.
I can't wait. I can't wait to ask a girl if she'd like to go out with me. We could go out and partake of some dinner. Maybe we could have some water or some drinks with that. Then we can go home and we can go to bed. I will brush my teeth before I get into my pajamas.
What are you talking about?
Weird Rob interns. Parker, what are you, stupid Rob Parker? You dumb?
Yeah, oh yeah, he's dumb.
You missed the playoffs last year?
He's always
watching.
He's dumb on
Where'd
anything.
Where'd you go for the month of January? Were you on vacation? Where'd you go? Did you miss the Kansas City game? Did you not see that one? That's kind of a big deal.
Well, when you and Max Kellerman put yourself out there on a limb, you kind of have to stick with it.
Where'd you go? Where were you? What did you do that night? What were you doing on that night? Were you busy? Just keep asking him that question.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.